Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000, or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center or visit Vitesnik.com.
There is wrestling action in the area tonight. Fenimore, Iowa Grand Highland are both at Cuba City Benton Southwestern, and Kickapoo Lafarge, Royal Oneiwoc Center are both teams at Hillsboro. River Valley is hosting Lancaster in a dual meet tonight for boys and girls JV and varsity wrestling. Also in the area, boys basketball and girls basketball at Ithaca, Seneca is visiting. Other girls games, Bangor at Cashton, Oneiwoc Center at Brookwood, and Hillsboro at Royal. Kickapoo is at Lafarge, North Crawford at Waseca Steuben, Southwestern at Darlington, Boscobel at Fenimore, Cuba City at Iowa Grant, and Riverdale at Mineral Point. And for boys basketball, Wisconsin Heights at Marshall, Judah at Highland, Mauston travels to Wautoma, Arcadia at Viroqua, Wisconsin Dells at Nakusa, Weston visits DeSoto, Seneca at Ithaca, Lancaster at Prairie du Chien, also River Valley at Platteville, and Richland Center at Dodgeville, coming up tonight on WRCO Radio.
Well, it's about time. Time for a blind date. That's right, a blind date with Steve, Bailey Paint and Decorating's blind man. Steve takes the stress out of fitting new window treatments by handling all the measuring and installation. Whether it's cellular, pleated, roller, or solar blinds, new window treatments will give your home a fresh look. And for a limited time, receive a free cordless lift upgrade on select Graber shades. Make a blind date today. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
Richland Center coach Brian Pulse joins us. Brian, how's the team been playing here over the course of the last week or so?
Well, you know, we've had this break because of the weather and the district calendar. So we had a good 4 days off with the group, and it actually came at a pretty decent time. You know, we're trying to recover. Second wave of illness really hit us quite substantially. So just trying to get better. From that standpoint, we had a good practice last night. We need to have another great one tonight before our game. You know, coming into that Lancaster game, you know, the season is always has its ups and downs. We were playing some good basketball, and then, you know, this wave of illness happened. We didn't play our best game against Lancaster. So hopefully this break will help us, and another good night of practice, and then we go through a pretty tough stretch where we have three games in a row. So a real big stretch in our schedule here, and it's going to be a pretty big challenge.
Yeah, you've had a little time off to work on your next opponent, Dodgeville. What do you know about them this year?
Well, we know that they like to play at a pretty good pace. They like to try to speed you up. They're going to pick our guards up full court, try to do some running and jumping. They're very guard-oriented. They got a couple of guards that are scoring the basketball pretty well right now. They do have some youth at those spots. You know, their leading scorer is a junior. A second leading scorer is just a sophomore. So they've got some good talent coming up. They're going through some growing pains. They're competitive. They've won a couple of close games. And so it's going to be a big challenge for us, especially with, you know, the last week that we've had. So we've got to come in focused. We got to be willing to get after them defensively. We got to use our size. You know, you've heard this a couple of times. We do have a good size advantage against them. So two contrasting styles. They're going to want to get up and down, shoot a lot from the outside. We want to get it inside, get it to the rim. So we'll see which one comes out on top.
Richland Center boys basketball coach Brian Pulse. Our pregame show continues in just a moment.
For an unparalleled experience that will have you looking your best, see Jenny and the team at Inspired Innovations. Whether it's the latest trend in hair or a little pampering with nail service, Inspired Innovations highly skilled stylists pride themselves in creating a comfortable and welcoming environment while delivering the best salon services available. for the look of your dreams, call 583-0077. Inspired Innovations, Highway 14 and County Highway JJ, Goldthum, and the Log Building.
Hornets coach Brian Poles is our guest as we lead toward game time, Richland Center at Dodgeville. Brian, your teams, Richland Center and Dodgeville, have a pretty good storied history. It's one of your good rivalries, isn't it?
It is one of the best ones, and I think, you know, just going back the last 5 years, I think what makes a good rivalry is when, you know, one or both of those teams are really good. And, you think back the last 5 years, Dodgeville's had some really great teams, and we've had some great games with them, especially at their place, a couple of really memorable ones, especially that tournament game a couple of years ago in the regional semis. So it is, you're right, it is a good rivalry. We always go to their place in the summertime and play in their league, so the kids know each other. So it's going to be a fun night of basketball.
And your team, I think you've made some improvements here. Is after Christmas, what do you think you've been making the most strides in, Ryan?
Well, I think our guard play has really has seen some great improvement, and that, you know, the credit goes to Jaden Shep and Brady Dosh. I think, you know, as a junior and a sophomore, they're just getting that experience themselves. They had some experience last year, and so we're starting to see that pay off. They're starting to figure it out, you know, where the ball needs to go. Shot selection is a really important aspect for any player, but it's an area where those two have gotten much better. Brady specifically has been able to get to the rim a lot more consistently, and when he gets there, his finishing around the rim has improved significantly. And so a lot of credit to them. They've worked really hard these last couple of years to get to this point. And the exciting part is, you know, we have another year with Brady, another two with Jaden. So really looking forward to just watching them continually grow. So that impact on the rest of the team has been dramatic. You know, our big guys benefit so much from having those guards, being able to know where to get it. Wes is having a nice year. You know, our other big guys being able to play off of that guard play is really important.
And I think defensively, the team can match up pretty well, especially with some of that speed of the guards, can't it?
Yeah, our guards can get after you. Our length inside also helps that because, you know, I go back to, you know, Wes Keller's years. You know, somebody who can protect the rim and affect those shots, it just helps your guards out on the perimeter. You can be a little bit more aggressive. That dribble penetration comes, and you can rely on that length inside to alter those shots. And that's what we've been experiencing. I've had several coaches, you know, before and after games, man, your length is just, you know, you don't see that all the time, and it makes a difference. I think we're getting a little bit more used to some of our bigs playing perimeter because the matchups we've had to play, you know, some of our big guys on some perimeter players. And that's, you know, as a perimeter player, you've got somebody with a longer reach, and you're looking to take that three-point shot. You've got to be aware of how close they are and being able to get that shot off. So all those factors play into just a lot of our overall improvement so far this year.
Do you like playing in the new Dodgeville gymnasium?
I do. I do. You know, there's nothing like the old high school gym. Dodgeville had a great one, really cozy. The floor was quirky, you know, some dead spots here and there. But you've got the dark side of the gym with the stage on one end. And now their new facility, that new gym, they did a really nice job with it. It has a really neat feel with the seating, the way they have it set up, and the balcony around the top. So I've liked playing there as an opponent. I think it's a good shooting environment, and for the most part, our kids have played well there.
Sounds good, Brian. Good luck against Dodgeville.
Thank you, Phil.
Welcome to Local Sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game, from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to Local Sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
tonight's broadcast featuring the Richland Center Hornets and the Dodgeville Dodgers. Dodgeville comes in with a record of 4-8. They are 1-3 in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Richland Center with a record of 7-6. They are 2-2 in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Warm-ups are starting to wrap up here as the teams get ready to be introduced and tip it off here in just a little bit. Dodgeville won the JV game tonight by a score of 52-25 over the visiting Richland Center Hornets. Lots of black and orange here tonight. Those are the school colors for both. They vary a little bit, however, but sometimes you have to do a double take to see who's whom. And the student section and everybody sitting fairly close together here tonight. We look forward to bringing your way high school boys basketball coming up in just a little bit. After these words from some of the members of WRCO Sports Boosters on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
For quality auto and light truck repair, turn to Cornerstone Service. Whether your vehicle needs maintenance like an oil change, brakes or tires, or diagnostics for a complex issue, Cornerstone is ready to help. JWU Wing and the team continuously invest in ongoing education and training to stay ahead of the ever-changing automotive industry. Cornerstone combines knowledge with the latest in diagnostic technology. Located on the Sextonville Road, Richland Center, Cornerstone Service is your source for honest professional care every time. Call 649-2000.
Well, well, well. Looks like your water's gone dry again, huh?
Aw, shucks. This old pump's been sputtering around like a mule stuck in mud.
Sounds like you need Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. Whether it's a pesky pump or a dry well, their team has over 50 years of hands-on experience. They'll have your water flowing faster than a rainstorm in July.
Well, that's a relief. I can finally stop taking bucket baths.
Ooh, that's good. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, servicing residential, agricultural, and commercial systems 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call 649-4488.
Yeehaw! That's my kind of service.
Buying a new home? Selling? Refinancing? You're going to be asked to purchase title insurance. Get on the web, do a little research on what you're paying for, and then request a title company from your sales agent or banker. Hi, this is Mark Crary at TitleWorks LLC, inviting you to visit our website at titleworks-rc.com. In our industry, if our job is done properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 647-7900.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep-fried or baked fish. Fish is served from 4 to 8 p.m., Fridays only. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world, and after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best, open at 11 a.m. Monday through Sunday. The Phoenix Center, this area's go-to spot for good times and great food.
WRCO. Starting for Dodgeville, number 0, John McGraw, number 2, Griffin Bush, 220, Bryce Truba Lockard, 21, Jay Salverson, 22, Andrew Hessling. Hornets tip and control it, starting out with Jaden Sheff at the top of the point. Right now, Liam Fingerson on the right wing. It is right now Garrison Weiss and Wes Bosworth, who turns in for the low post. Shot up no good, put back good. And the Hornets score first here tonight. 2-0, Richland Center. Hornets fall back on the defense. Brady Dosh acting as the greeter for the point guard for Dodgeville. And McGraw brings it to the right side. Now kicks it over to the left side. Taken there by Kruba Lockhart. Looks to the inside. Nothing. Dodgeville working it near side. Looking now, dishing it low. Reverse lay-in won't go for Hessling. And the rebound pulled down by Wes Bosworth. And the Hornets take it the other way. Brady Dosh over now to the right side. And Wes Bosworth hands off to Jaden Sheff. And the Hornets set it up. A minute into the ball game, 2-0, Richland Center. Near side, Dosh, top of the circle, Bosworth. Fingerson, right wing, throws it to the baseline. Taken there by Dosh. Dribbles, gives it back to Weiss. Reverses it. Jaden Shep on the near side. Backs off toward half court. Behind the back dribble. Scoops it down to Bosworth on the baseline. Back to Dosh. Right side, Fingerson. Fingerson, Shep, down low, Bosworth. Bosworth backing in, low post, turnaround shot, good. Wes Bosworth has the Hornets' first two buckets. 4-0, Richland Center. Dodgeville into the front court, and now we'll transition. It is McGraw taking it off to the left side, now back to the near side. Griffin Bush, now a three try on the way, no good for Krubaugh Lockhart, and the rebound, Wes Bosworth. Bosworth controlling at both ends here tonight early on. And he's also now acting as point guard as he walks it across the half-court line. Richland Center sets the screens down low. And here is Shep reversing it. Dosh, three from the near wing. No good. Tipped out by Gary Weiss. Back to Brady. Dosh on a drive. Slices in the lane. Shot no good. Weiss with the rebound. Leans in. It's knocked away by Dodgeville. Bosworth picks it up in the corner. Now Fingerson penetrates low. Scoops it up. Shot won't fall. And the Hornets tap it back inbounds. Bosworth. Back to Weiss. Good job. Here is Shep. Three on the way. On the rim. No good. Rebound by the Dodgers. And off out of bounds. Tipped by the Hornets. It will be Dodgeville basketball. Dodgers coached by Matt McGraw. Now starting to be a veteran coach in this league. Pass comes across the timeline. Krubaugh Lockhart. Right side. Griffin Bush. Now a mid-range jumper is good for Jay Shalmerson. And Dodgeville is on the board. 4-2 ball game score here at the Dodgers home gym. Dosh near side, Shep on the left wing. Drives down to the baseline. Little light of day. Reverse try. Won't go. Tipped around. Rebound by Dodgeville. Krubaugh Lockhart with the rebound. Baseballs it up. And a layup is good for Jay Shalmerson. And just like that, we're back to even at four. Bosworth met with a little pressure in the backcourt. Brings it to Brady. Dosh. Dosh slicing through the lane. Lays it up. No good. Tipped around. Rebound Dodgeville. And Helverson taking it across half court. Dodgers like to run with it. There's a 16-footer partially blocked by Shep. Picked up by Bosworth. And the Hornets get it back. Bosworth up it goes to Shep. Jaden top of the circle. Back to West. Free throw line right. Bosworth pivots. Looks low. Nothing. Back to Shep. Three on the way from the wing. No good. Rebound by Dodgeville, pulled out by Andrew Hessling. And the Dodgers take it back the other way. Dodgeville setting up shop, right side. They're going to swing it now back to McGraw. Left side down to the baseline, on the way, lays it up, no good. Tipped by Fingerson. Got a handle on it, and it will be Gary Weiss back to Wes Bosworth. Bosworth across the timeline, 4 minutes in to the half. We're tied at four. Bosworth to Garrison Weiss. Takes his man up, takes the shot. It won't stay. Rebound pulled down by Bush and a whistle, and Wes Bosworth will stop to tie the shoelace. Into the game for Richland Center, number five, Trayton Shep. Liam Fingerson will step out. They will continue to play him a little bit less and kind of nurture him along. He's had bad luck with some bad illness, and he's been just kind of gradually getting back into the lineup. They're glad to have him. Trayton Shep comes in as his replacement for now. The ball comes to the right side. Driving is Krubaugh Lockhart. Down to the baseline, Halverson dumps it low. Turning in is Hessling. Now back to the free throw line. Kicks it out to Halverson. Ball fake, nothing to go. Throws it to the corner and out of bounds. Must be mascot night. We have some dolphins and I'm not sure what all. Some really funky pajamas with hoods. I need to get some like that. Pass comes in play for the Hornets. 4-4 ball game score. Low scoring for these two teams. Bosworth shakes the D, drives down low, now picked up, fires it back to Dosh. Skip pass to Trayton Shep. Shep on the far wing, back to the near wing, and Dosh back to Trayton Shep. Lobs inside Bosworth, over the shoulder catch, lays it up, good. Wes Bosworth has all six of Richland Center's points. 6-4 on the assist from Trayton Shep. Here's Krubaugh Lockhart. Screening now down low and a foul call. That's first foul of the game, and yes, it is. So the officials take it over to the other side. It'll be on number five, Trayton Shep. Into the game for the Dodgers. Checking in is number three, Jack Graber. Number 11, Gentry Olson. Timeout taken. Team step away. 12:54 remaining here in the first half. 6-4 in favor of the Hornets over the Dodgers on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
The snow and cold season is here, and Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric knows how to keep you warm and comfy. Get unparalleled warmth and efficiency with a Woodmaster outdoor furnace. Not only is wood a readily available resource, but it's inexpensive when compared to other fuel sources. And Woodmaster has been building industry-leading outdoor furnaces since 1989. Stay warm this winter with the help of Woodmaster and the folks at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 1011 Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Call 647-5500.
Welcome back to Dodgeville. A free throw after a missed shot. Foul is called on Wes Bosworth of Richland Center. First free throw by John McGraw is missed. He'll get a second look right now. In the air with that one, and that one is short. And the rebound by Brady Dosh. And the Hornets operate the other way. Brady Dosh with a Richland Center score here tonight of 6-5 in the advantage. Ball goes left side down to the middle, knocked away. Dodgeville picks it up. The Dodgers take it back the other way on the right wing, taken there by Graber. Graber now on a dribble drive. That is Trubon Lockhart. Lays it up. It's short. Rebound Dodgeville. Good rebound Hessling. Gets it out. Creighton Shep knocks it away out of bounds. It'll belong to the Dodgers here on the near side. And here is the inbound pass. Pass goes to the left side. Hessling, deep baseline. McGraw brings it back, top of the circle. Olson. Olson bounces it in to Graber at the free throw line, kicks it to the corner. Good defense by the Hornets. Man-to-man, and they are hustling and scrambling right now. Back it goes to Hessling, reverses it to Trubon Lockhart. Left side, three on the way, and no good for Dodgeville's Jack Graber. And the rebound, Brady Dosh. Hornets take it back the other way, and they will set up shop. Shep brings it left side, held up by Bosworth. Now back to Drayton Shep. Shep with the ball to Jaden in front of the Dodgeville bench, taking it around the perimeter. Right side knocked away by McGraw and out of bounds. It'll belong to the Hornets. In the game for Dodgeville, Jace Halverson and Isaiah Argall. Hornets will put it in play. So a 6-5 ball game score here with Richland Center holding on to the lead. Not a lot of scoring here early on for these two teams in a key conference game. Hornets really struggled, but they were pretty sick last week at Lancaster. Struggled. Lancaster's a good ball club, though. Trayton Shep, three from the right wing. No good. Rebound pulled down by the Dodgers, and they'll take it back the other way. Taking it. Ball fake for Argall. Now takes a long two just inside the key. No good. Tipped out of bounds by the Hornets. It will be Dodgeville basketball. Tyson Schwitzenberg getting ready to check in for the Hornets now. Making his way to the floor. So the inbounder is Dodgeville on the baseline underneath the hoop. It comes in. Pass to the corner. Nothing. Halverson back around the wheel, left side, down to the baseline. Good snap of the ball by the Dodgers. Off the screen, Halverson down deep, swings into the corner, wide open, three on the way, no good for number three, Jack Graber. Dodgeville saves the rebound and gets it back out and sets it up again. Hornets unable to secure that. Dodgeville gets a second chance now. Back to the right side, Argall. Argall passes just up to the baseline, Halverson. He'll shoot a mid-range, 15-footer, no good. Rebound by Trayton Shep. Fires it out to Brady Dosh across half court. And Dosh with the basketball brings it back to Bosworth. Over to the corner, Drayton Shep. Shep now to Bosworth. Free throw line right, Jaden Shep. Jaden drives, now hangs in the air, and it's going to be a foul call on the Dodgers. Two free throws forthcoming for Jaden Shep. That is Isaiah Argel's first foul. Going to the line, Jaden Shep, first Hornet free throws for tonight. He will get two, so he'll take a look. It's in the air, and it is no good. One more coming up. Brock Bockler is in for the Dodgers. Seeing his first action. Second throw is good as well for Jaden Shep, or one of two, I guess, was good. That makes it a 7-5 ball game. Hornets by two. Across the timeline, ball goes left to Argel. Argel, nowhere to go, brings it back to the free throw line. Olsen with a shot in the lane, no good. Buck four, rebound kick back out to Fockler. There's a three by McGraw, it's on the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Brady Dosh. Dosh, a rebounding machine. Up it goes to Shep. Down to Bosworth, and West drives and scores. Hard to stop that when West Bosworth has his mind made up to score, and he does. It makes it 9-5, Richland Center. Dodgeville basketball. Fockler moving. Gives it to the far side. Halverson cross court. Twistenberg had a hand on it. Saved by Dodgeville, and they'll start it in motion again. McGraw goes to the left side. Firing back to the right side. Olsen for a 16-footer. Banks off. Rebound pulled down by Wes Bosworth, and a timeout by Brian Poles and the Hornets. 9:30 remaining in the first half. Richland Center 9, Dodgeville 5. In area boys basketball from WRCO Sports.
Hello, this is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Thinking about your loved one's funeral leaves most people feeling a little uneasy, but pre-planning funerals offers great emotional and even financial security for you and your family. With pre-planning, families find comfort in knowing that the funeral reflects what their loved one wanted. It also gives them peace of mind not having to make important decisions at a stressful time.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
All right, good to have you along. Friday Night Live from Dodgeville. Seeing a lot of good friends over here. Mr. and Mrs. James sitting right in front of me. Been seeing them at games since about 1982 at the old Richland campus, so we are glad to see them. And then Chris Clarkin is here, former Dodger. He said he doesn't have any Dodgeville memorabilia anymore. He's wearing Richland Center stuff, although he's a Dodgeville native. So he's been a transplant. Hornets get the ball right away to Bosworth. On the way, no good from the low post that time. Dosh gets the rebound, kicks it back to West. Reverse lay-in, good. West Bosworth with 10 of Richland Center's 11 points to start out here. 11-5, Dodgeville with a quick look in the lane. They're going to be called for traveling. Brock Bockler, they say, walk with the basketball, and the Hornets will get it back. Just under 9 minutes remaining in the first half. Hornets 11-5 leaders. And bringing it along the far side is going to be Shep. Shep now to Dosh. Dosh back to Shep. Shep nowhere to go, brings it near side. Caught by Trayton Shep. Bounce feed, Wes Bosworth. Down deep, turns in. Defense knocks it away. Wes got it back and throws it out for the far side. Brady Dosh will drive. He'll score. Off the glass and down on the kickout by Wes Bosworth. 13-5, Richland Center. Dodgeville working. Now back to the free throw line. There's a quick jumper on the way. No good for Krubaugh Lockhart. And the rebound, Trayton Shep. Richland Center gets it back. Hornets getting some stops on defense. Ball to the right side. Now Bosworth kicks it out for Shep. Shep on the way for three. Got it. Jaden Shep with Richland Center's first triple. And the Hornets all of a sudden lead by 11. Dodgeville looking for a three-point answer. Argo shot no good. Schwitzenberg rebound. Hornets get it again up to Jaden Shep. He'll drive. He'll cruise. He'll score. Timeout by Dodgeville. Hornets off to the races here early on. 18-5. They lead it. Timeout, Dodgeville, 7:52 remaining here in the first half. This is area boys basketball on a WRCO Friday night here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Dodgeville basketball, the Hornets have really kicked it in here, kicked the afterburner in. They have scored 11 straight points. Dodgeville with the basketball, off to the right side. It's caught by Krubaugh Lockhart. Back to John McGraw, top of the wheel. Hornets in a man-to-man defense. Left side, Halverson. Back to the right side, Hessling for three, in and out. And the rebound, Schwitzenberg, and the Hornets again controlling the boards. Back it goes now to Jaden Shep. He'll walk it across the half-court line. Now near side to Trayton. Trayton on the left wing. Bounce feed, Bosworth. Throws it inside to Schwitzenberg. Tough shot, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Dodgeville. They'll homer it up, and there's a knockaway. Oh, Wes Bosworth knocked away from John McGraw. Got the block, made sure he didn't foul him, and Dodgeville has the ball out of bounds. That was a great athletic play. Liam Fingerson is in for Kaizen Schwitzenberg. And Liam return, 7-10 remaining here in the first half. Dodgeville basketball into Hessling, and around the wheel it goes. Left side, Dodgers. Over to the right, it's now Bush. Griffin Bush leads in. Tough shot goes. Hooked it in and made it go. That's his first basket, and that makes it 18-7. Hornet basketball. Pass goes to Trayton Shep. Trayton back to Jaden on the long lob. Jaden tries to throw it to Bosworth. Kicked loose by Dodgeville, and Bosworth is going to be tied up. Jump ball called, and the arrow points to Dodgeville. Shout out to the old Iowa County milkman, his son John McGraw playing tonight. Good to see him. Longtime listener of Those Were the Days on Saturday night while he's been milking those cows. He's here at the game tonight. There's a long shot from the corner. Speaking of John McGraw, running rims out. Rebound put back, no good by Krubaugh Lockhart, and a foul called on the Hornets. So the foul is on Liam Fingerson, his first, Richland Center's third. Dodgeville has been called for one foul. Cutler Palmer into the game for the Hornets. Brady Dosh getting a breather. Free throw is no good for Krubaugh Lockhart, and he will get one more. 18-7 in favor of Richland Center. Second throw in the air, no good. Bangs off. He gets his own miss. Drives in from the lane. It's going to be on the way, no good. And the rebound by Wes Bosworth. Hornets take it back. Jaden Shep on the right side. 6:19 to play here in the first half. Shep walks it across the half-court line near the scorer's table and holds the ball. Fires it in to Fingerson. He tries to throw it low. It's knocked away by Dodgeville. They'll pick it up. Across the timeline, Halverson. Left side, McGraw on a drive. Hangs. Shot on the way, no good from the baseline. Rebound by Wes Bosworth. Dodgeville can't get it to click. And the Hornets doing a good job. The defensive boards. Ball goes over to the right side. Trayton Shep. Shep backs off. Fires it back to the near side. Jaden. Long lob to Trayton. Long lob to the corner, and Dodgeville knocked it away, picked it, throw it right back in the hands of Bosworth. He'll lay it up, no good. Traveling call on the Hornets. It'll go back to Dodgeville. No backcourt pressure. These teams have had a real storied past, dating back to the old Dodgeville Gymnasium, which we walked through tonight to get to the new one. JV2 game was going on there. McGraw has it on the left side, down to the baseline. On the dribble drive, looking to the inside, nothing there is Halverson. And around the wheel it goes. Here's a quick jump to the inside. Shot of the way, no good by Hessling. Rebound, Wes Bosworth. There he is again. 5:09 remaining in the first half. Hornets leading 18-7. Drayton Shep to Liam Fingerson. Airmails it near side. Palmer swings it back to the corner to Jaden Shep. Shep's cross court knocked away. A pick two for Dodgeville. There they go. Oh, laying it up good. Trubaugh Lockhart gets the basket. That makes it 18-9. Dodgeville cutting it in half. They have scored four straight now. Jaden Shep across half court. Brings the dribble, brings it over to the near side, and it's going to be Trayton Shep. Back to Jaden. Now Trayton, left wing, skips it inside to Bosworth. West drives, hooks it up to the left hand, no good. Gets his own miss. Drives in, shot no good. Foul called, and West will get two. That is a blue-collar effort right there. Dodgeville's second foul. Bosworth will go to the free throw line for the first time. Foul is on Andrew Hessling, his first. So Bosworth goes to the free throw line, really having a tremendous senior season. Free throw in the air, and that one is good. He has 11 points already. West averaging around 12 a ball game, so he should get that tonight. Second throw for West Bosworth. There it is, and it is good. He makes them both. That makes it 20-9. Girls final, Kickapoo 52, Lafarge 25 in area girls basketball. Seneca edges Ithaca 46-45 in boys basketball. We check the early scores on the Phil D. flip phone. Dodgeville ball. They have it. Top of the circle. Halverson, right side Hessling. Lobs it back to Trubaugh Lockhart. He'll drive. Now kicks it to the corner. McGraw for three. Got it. John McGraw with 4 points tonight. And it makes it 20-12. Richland Center, 4 minutes remaining here in the first half. Dosh back to the near side. Only one Shep brother in there right now. Trayton. Jaden getting a rest. Ball goes to Gary Weiss. Down low. Scores. Off the assist from Liam Fingerson. First basket for Garrison tonight. 22-12. And Dodgeville throwing it to the right side. Driving. Low post. Scoring. Andrew Hessling makes it 22-14. Hornets by eight. 3.5 to play. First half. Brady Dosh across the timeline. Fingerson down deep for Gary Weiss. Knocked loose and out of bounds. Richland Center basketball. Coming up at halftime, we'll have an update on wrestling, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update will come your way. Wes Bosworth is in for Liam Fingerson. And Jaden Shep is in for Cutler Palmer. Hornets getting some good bench support tonight. Here is Shep trying to bring it in, and does to Gary Weiss. Weiss out on the right wing. Down to the baseline, Jaden Shep inside to Bosworth. Too high. McGraw got a hand on it. Griffin Bush picks it up, and Griffin brings it across the half-court line. On the dribble drive, that is McGraw, cross-court. There's Bush, flips it to the corner. Three on the way. It is no good for Halverson. Kept wide by the Dodgers. Back to the corner. There's a three by Bush. No good. Rebound pulled down by the Hornets. And Jaden Shep up to Wes Bosworth. Wes has it hammered loose as he drives to the lane. Picked up by Dodgeville. Bush up ahead to Halverson. Dumps it low. McGraw scores. And Dodgeville gets within six. 22-16. 2:41 remaining in a quick moving first half. Brady Dosh to Wes Bosworth. Wes on the near side. Back to Trayton Shep. Shep top of the circle. Lobs for Brady Dosh. Dosh on a dribble drive. Nothing. Fires it back to Gary Weiss. Now to Shep and Weiss. And then it's Trayton Shep. High post. Drives low. Shot up. No. Rebound Dodgeville. They'll hammer the pass the other way. And it's saved back in bounds by Trubaugh Lockhart. Bosworth up to Trayton Shep. He will score. Hornets turn a steal into a basket. Trayton's first. That makes it 24-16, Richland Center. We saw the Dodgeville girls and River Valley beat them by a point last night. Here's a foul in the lane. That will be Richland Center's fourth. But a good ball game. Dodgeville had been beaten by 30 the first time against River Valley, and it was a one-point game last night. This foul is on Jaden Shep, I believe. Let's see. I'm going to check that out. Dodgeville goes to the free throw line. So Jaden Shep, no, that's only his first foul. For some reason, they had put four on him. No, that can't be. Too early in the game, the Hornets only have four fouls as a team. Free throw for Kuba Lockhart, one of their leading scorers for the Dodgers. This one in the air, and that is good. That'll make it 24-17 in favor of the Richland Center Hornets tonight. And Jaden Shep across the half-court line. Jaden off to Brady Dosh. Dosh lobs inside. There's Weiss. Weiss goes in and scores. Harrison Weiss with his second basket. 26-17. 1:38 remaining in the first half. Dodgeville ball. Crossover dribble for Jennifer Olson. Now goes to McGraw. McGraw on a drive. Kicks it out. Here's Brock Bachler. Bachler back to Krubal Lockhart. And Dodgeville backs off to the half-court line. Now to McGraw. Down to the baseline. Crossover dribble, nothing, brings it top of the circle. Bachler into the lane, leans, now nothing, kicks to the corner. McGraw slips it inside, and a foul called on the arm against Richland Center. So that'll be the fifth Richland Center foul. And going to the line, now they're going to say he wasn't shooting. It'll be Dodgeville basketball out of bounds. Foul is on Kaizen Switzenberg, which is his first. Here comes the inbound look. It is caught on the far side. Now setting it up will be the Dodgers. Number 20, Krubal Lockhart, near side, Bachler. Bachler, far side, three on the way. Nothing but net for Gentry Olsen. And that'll make it 26-20. Dodgeville, as they have all year, just kind of staying a close second and hanging around. Hornets with a basketball, 51 seconds remaining in the first half. Jaden Shep directing traffic from the left wing. Off a screen from Bosworth. Right side now crosses, gives it down to the middle. Throws it inside to Gary Weiss. Shot on the way, no good for the low post. Rebound by Dodgeville, and here they go. Flying the other way, Krubal Lockhart, 33 seconds remaining. The kickout, the three on the way, no good for Olsen. Rebound by Weiss, and he'll bring it out. The Hornets will slow it up, catch their breath. And work for one. Down to 20 seconds. Bosworth crossing over. Yo-yos the dribble. Now drives down deep. Kicks to the corner. There's Dosh. Shot on the lane. No good in the lane. Rebound Dodgeville. Down to 8 seconds. 7 seconds. Cutting down the lane is Olsen. Shot on the lane. No good. And Krubal Lockhart fouled on a putback drive. He'll go to the line with 4.7 seconds remaining. Halftime scores coming up as well. Scoring in this game and other scores. And a report on Richland Center Wrestling. Krubal Lockhart at the line. Second foul on Schwitzenberg. Free throw number one is good. That'll make it 26-21. Into the game for the Dodgers, Andrew Hessling. Second throw now for Krubal Lockhart. In the air, and it is good. So the Hornets have a chance to possibly set up a decent play. Dodgeville crawls back to within 4 points. The Hornets at 1 point had kind of settled in, and it's a good, nice lead. Bosworth airmails it up to half court, caught by Dosh, bounce feet up, Switzenberg lays it up, good! And that'll do it for the first half of basketball. Great way to finish. Tyson Switzenberg gets the benefit of a nice Brady Dosh assist. Well played, and the Hornets go back up by a total of 6 at the break. Nice ball game. Richland Center 28, Dodgeville 22. We'll be back with more in a moment. This is high school boys basketball on a Friday night live from Dodgeville High School. Thanks for joining us. Action sponsored by WRCO Sports Boosters on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
Tonight, we update you on the Richland Center wrestling team. Head coach Silas Coleman joins us to talk about the upcoming events, including a busy day tomorrow at Sparta.
Quite a few teams that we haven't seen this year, there's 17 in total. I guess some of the ones that we haven't seen this year would be like Chippewa Falls, DeForest, Monona Grove, some bigger teams. Some teams that we have seen as well, like Royal and Viroqua, but a lot of teams that we haven't, so I'm excited to have our team see some different competition.
We're on the verge of February, which does not seem possible, but you have a few more outings to go before the postseason, don't you?
Yeah, we have a pretty full schedule here coming up. Saturday kind of kicks that off, going to Sparta, and then we wrestle Tuesday in Riverdale at a quad. Friday we have a home duel, and then Saturday we're heading up to Cashton, so that kind of kicks us off into that postseason time leading up into conference and then obviously regionals.
How's the team doing in the wrestling room? Are you kind of showing some improvement?
Yeah, I've been really happy with what I've been seeing here lately, and I've talked about it before, but it's just like finding those little things that we need to work on each week. We spend a lot of time lately just spending those moments that we can working on those little things, and kids have been really good at looking at their film and finding those things they need to work on. But overall, I've been really pleased with what we've been seeing.
Are you getting healthier?
Yeah, I think that everyone's finally starting to get over any colds or sicknesses that they may have had there for a while. So that's kind of going away. And then obviously just working through those kind of middle to end of the season, nicks and dings that we're getting. I'm just trying to work through those things. But otherwise, we're fairly healthy.
JV State is going on. Do you have anybody going to that?
Unfortunately, we do not this year. We had a few that competed at the qualify for that, but just missed out on the opportunity to go. So hopefully we can get a few there next year.
That's RC Wrestling Coach Silas Coleman. Good luck to the Hornets this weekend and over the course of the next busy week.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Rockwell Automation at Richland Center would like you to know that if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please let them know. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with them or have any questions, please call 608-647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
In rural Hill Point, folks know they can count on Arneson Service and Repair for all their repair needs. With state-of-the-art diagnostic tools and ASE-certified technicians, they've got the know-how to keep your car, truck, lawnmower, and farm equipment running smoothly. From fixing hydraulic hoses to selling ag and auto tires, welding, and custom metal fabricating, they've got you covered. Plus, they're your local dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers and DR power equipment. Give Arneson Service and Repair a call at 986-4300 or visit Arneson's Repair.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Welcome back to Dodgeville. I'm Phil D, and at halftime, the Richland Center boys are up 28-22 over Dodgeville. Hornets are led in scoring by Wes Bosworth. 12 points here in the first half. 6 for Jaden Shep, 4 by Garrison Weiss, 2 each for Brady Dodge, Trayton Shep, and Kaizen Schwitzenberg. For Dodgeville tonight, 6 for John McGraw, 5 by Bryce Truba Lockhart, also 4 for Jace Halverson, 3 for Gentry Olson, and 2 each for Griffin Bush and Andrew Hessling. 2 3-pointers tonight for Dodgeville, 1 for Richland Center. The Hornets are 3 of 4 from the line, and Dodgeville is 4 for 8. Dodgeville won the junior varsity game 52-25. Certainly some good moments here. The Hornets off to a lead where they, after a timeout, they really cruised out and had the lead by a solid 10 points at 22-12. But they only scored 6 then, and Dodgeville scored 10. So that's where we stand at halftime. 6-point lead for the Hornets, 28-22 over the host, Dodgeville Dodgers. Filmy football tonight on the scoreboard. Mentioned Seneca got the win against Ithaca tonight in boys basketball in a game that was played earlier this evening. And that was a 1-point game, 46-45. Belmont leads Albany in boys basketball, 39-19 at half. River Ridge 52, Blackhawk 12 in the second half. Lancaster boys leading Prairie du Chien 31-14 in the first half. Highland with a lot of time to go, leading big time against Judah 76-35. Highland's got a nice team going this year. And Platteville is up on River Valley in boys basketball 23-15. Wazika Steuben 20, North Crawford 28, that is, for Wazika Steuben, 20 for North Crawford. Those among the scores that we have here at Dodgeville. We'll be right back with the second half. Richland Center boys leading 28-22 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options. Quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Hornets come back with the original starters, Wes Bosworth, Garrison Weiss, Liam Fingerson, Brady Dosh, and Jaden Shep. And here we go. Hornets on the offense, Dodgeville on the defense. Dodgeville back with John McGraw, along with Bryce Truba Lockhart, Jace Halverson, Andrew Hessling, and number 5, Damon Maher. We're underway with action. Here we go. It's Jaden Shep driving, and off balance, he's going to be fouled by the Dodgers. First foul of the game in the second half, 7 seconds into it. And action will resume from the baseline. Foul is on Hessling. That's his second. West Bosworth inbounds from the baseline for Richland Center. Brings it in. Garrison Weiss, top of the circle. Back to West in the lane. Out to the corner. Dosh for a three. On the way. Goal! Brady Dosh. That's the way to start a second half right there. 31-22. Richland Center. Well placed. Ball goes to the right. Now Bush kicks it. Three on the way. Dodgeville for the answer. No good for Hessling. Rebound by the Dodgers. They'll keep it going. McGraw back to Hessling. And now Halverson over to the right side. Bush now three-pointer on the way. No good for Krubal Lockhart. And it's going to be chased down and out of bounds. It was touched last by the Dodgers. Richland Center basketball. Hornets with that big upset win. It'll be 3 years ago next month. The Hornets getting the victory in that regional semifinal against the Dodgeville team that many had picked, maybe even go to state. Ball comes across the timeline, pass down low. Weiss wide open, low post, turns in and scores. Garrison Weiss makes it a 33-22 ball game. Minute into the second half. There's a long two for Dodgeville. In and out for Krubal Lockhart. Rebound by Weiss. And the Hornets take it back. Bosworth with the basketball. Dives across the half-court line. Over to the far side. Fakes the handoff. Now to Dosh. Deep corner. They're on him. Back to Bosworth. Reverses it to Jaden Shep. Inside to Weiss. And it's going to be knocked loose. Picked up now by John McGraw. McGraw into the front court. Fires it off to the left side. Bush now back to McGraw. Three on the way. No good. Rebound Weiss. Gary Weiss pulls it down. Back to Bosworth. And the Hornets with the basketball. Jaden Shep. Across the D at center circle. Swings it down to the near side. Taken by Dosh. Brady on a drive. Shot up. No good. Or where it did go, but he's fouled before the shot. So the officials will mark Dodgeville's second foul. That's Griffin Bush with his first. And Wes Bosworth will start it in play from the baseline. Wes looking, lobs it into the near side. Jaden Shep guarded closely. Bounce feet inside. Weiss is double-teamed, rips it away from the defender, tries to dribble it. Loose, picked up down by Jaden Shep. Shep down to the baseline. Liam Fingerson in strong, and it won't go. Might have been partially blocked by Krubal Lockhart, and Dodgeville slinging it the other way. McGraw off to Halverson. Baseline reverse lay-in good. Jace Halverson with the basket. That makes it a 33-24 game. Hornets with the ball. Shep across the timeline. Dosh down low. There's Weiss. Shot no good. Foul called on the shot. And Weiss will go to the free throw line. Dodgeville's third foul. So they'll mark that on Andrew Hessling. Already his third. And Coach McGraw going to the bench. Isaiah Argo will be in a moment. Weiss's free throw is good. Harrison Weiss now with 7 points in the game. Hornets back up to a 10-point lead. Their largest, they're matching their largest. Second throw in the air for Weiss, and it is no good. Rebound by McGraw, and a Richland Center foul in the backcourt. That'll be on Wes Bosworth. That's foul number two on him. Richland Center's first foul in this second half. Good to see Coach Dan Burrison of Mineral Point here. He does the old school. He scouts in person all the time. Good to see the coach here. Ball goes down to the corner. Three-pointer on the way, and good! It was Griffin Bush. They'll give him just a two on that. Deep one in the corner, though, and that makes it 34-26. Points by eight. Brady Dosh left side. Down to Wes Bosworth. Bosworth around the defender. Back in bounds, Jaden Shep, NBA three, and it banks off. Rebound pulled down by Krubal Lockhart, baseballs it up. Dodgeville will score two. Halverson and Dodgeville scored two buckets in a row, 34-28, 14:55 remaining. Pass comes to the near side, Bosworth. Bosworth, right wing, drives to the baseline, down deep, kicks it across, and threw it out of bounds, looking for Brady Dosh. It will come back to the Dodgers. Dan Burrison, who's a real history person here over at Mineral Point Schools and longtime teacher and coach, but even helped us with some triviathon questions. He knows his stuff. Ball comes left side. Krubal Lockhart for a three and got it. And all of a sudden, it's a brand new ball game. The Dodgers win it 3. 34-31. Both times the Hawks had 10-point leads tonight, they have evaporated quickly. And now it is a 3-point game. Timeout, Richland Center. 14 and a half to play on WRCO and WRCO.com.
A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours. Compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home.
Give your home or office a luxurious look with ceramic tile flooring from All American Do It Center. Doll Tile has seamless designs for residential or commercial applications. Enjoy the stain-proof, scratch-proof, waterproof, and fire-resistant feel and look. Plus, easily maintain the timeless beauty of a tile floor with Doll Tile, the country's leading manufacturer of ceramic tile. Visit our Doll Tile in-store display at All American.